Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Try to Resist. In this file, I will ask you to attempt to resist being hypnotized. However, there are a few rules to make it fair. I want you to focus on my words. No other distractions, no pausing. And if you need to stop, start again from the beginning. If you can't just focus on one point, close your eyes. I'm sure that you're able to close your eyes without falling asleep, aren't you? Are you ready? Very well. We will begin. Now, before I actually attempt to put you in a trance, I want to tell you two things. One, hypnosis is an extremely natural state for humans. In fact, most people, when they study or they drive a long distance, know it very well. Perhaps even without realizing, you have gone into trance more times than you can count. Zoning out in front of the television, or just having a moment where you're almost but not quite asleep, and yet not quite awake either. Hypnosis isn't dangerous. It's as safe as sleeping. Of course, as such, you shouldn't really do it while driving. Now, the second thing is a bit more devious. Did you know that humans are group animals? Humans like obeying the rules. They like being part of a whole, belonging to the group. And as such, it is extremely natural for people to follow along with someone who is in charge. And right now, I am in charge of the moment. Whether you have chosen to do this or not, you do realize that I am the leading person of this moment. While you are in charge of your mind, I am in charge of this interaction. You are listening to me. You will focus on the words and follow along. You will still attempt to resist actually falling into trance, of course. But the moment itself is being led by me. Now, being part of a group can actually be very interesting. Imagine me hypnotizing a room full of people, and you are just one of them. When you glance around you left and right, you can see other people falling into trance with the sound of my voice. Do you want to be the only one not in trance? Or are you enjoying attempting to resist? What is the purpose? Staying awake? Or enjoying the feeling of being pulled back and forth closer into trance and then almost out of it again when you realize that you might be falling a little? Now, the beauty of a resistance challenge is not that the purpose is to win, but to have fun for both of us. My fun is in trying to be devious, playfully teasing you back and forth with different things that might affect your mind. But in the end, your thoughts align with my words. One way or the other, no matter how much you try to resist, you're still here listening. Do you know what trance feels like? Do you recognize it when you zone out? Or is the feeling of zoning out so subtle that you never really notice it unless it's much later? Do you realize when you're slowly drifting away and falling into a calm state until it's too late, when you sort of shock awake again and try to resist? If you're used to hypnosis, you might know these things like triggers, words, countdowns, all these things that are used to pull you down. But this is different. Here I'm just talking to you. A monologue about the interesting things about hypnosis and trance itself and how they apply to you. And yet, it's far from boring. As you're listening, you can undoubtedly feel almost the waves of trance. Like on a beach, when the water just slowly tries to conquer more of the sand, with just a wave coming in, covering more and more of your thoughts with a calm blankness, and then pulling away again, leaving you awake and alert. Of course, the question is, does that mean that you're already in trance if you're going with my words? Or are you still awake and in control of yourself? Perhaps the answer is somewhere in the middle. The back and forth of the wave, going in and out without even thinking about it. A zoning out is a very interesting concept. You almost never notice it until there is some external stimuli that sort of shakes you awake again. Like, try to resist. Try to prevent yourself from zoning out. But how do you prevent yourself from doing something that you don't really know that you're doing? Maybe you do know that you're doing it, but does knowing that you're doing it prevent it from happening? Or is the problem not in preventing it from happening, but recognizing the moments when you're falling a little bit, with your head just wanting to get heavy and your mind just slipping away, and then that little shake as you try to get yourself awake? Maybe it's a rhythm. Like the sea, the ocean, the beach, it's a rhythm. The trance slowly sneaking up on you, covering the sand. Your thoughts melting for a moment as any shape that was there before gets flattened by the movement of the water. And then the slow pull back, leaving the beach beautifully smooth and empty. Sometimes leaving a few sparkles of thoughts, a seashell here, driftwood there. But does that mean that your thoughts are turning smoother with your mind drifting as the wood does? Just floating on the ocean of your thoughts, in and out, maybe closer to the beach? Or maybe not. Maybe you're enjoying the little playful nature of this game. Visualizations and teasings just going back and forth, talking about simple things that keep pulling you in. But you are focused. You are being led. You are being pulled in to my words, deeper underneath the waves every time. And it is a wave. It goes back and forth, in and out, falling and rising. I don't know if you've ever seen the beach. The light glittering on the waves is particularly fascinating. If you're lucky and the light is in front of you, the sand itself shimmers as the water withdraws. It's like the sand itself, smooth and wet, is almost on fire. But that's okay. It'll soon be cooled down again by the gentle caress of the waves going back and forth, in and out, closer and further. Rhythm is beautiful. Many things in our lives are simple rhythms that capture the imagination. The quick drumming of rain, the slow sound of the ocean, the rustling of leaves in the wind, all of these help us calm down as they remind us of the rhythms in our mind. All the things around us can be immensely distracting, and in fact, with all the distractions around us, having a moment of peace is like an oasis in the desert. Like the sand of the beach, the calm of the waves, the oasis in the desert is a center where you can feel yourself relax, casting your mind away from the world, just enjoying this moment far from distraction, focused on these words. Just being pulled along by a string of words into a deeper state of relaxation, where your mind and your eyes just having difficulty to stay upright, just want to fall over into this wonderful place, sitting down in the center of an oasis, feeling the caress of the cool water of the ocean brushing away all irregularities in the sand, your thoughts, in and out, back and forth. When the water withdraws from the beach, have you ever felt it pull you with it, dragging almost your feet, your legs deeper into it? If you sit down in it, the wonderful cool just helps your body and mind relax as it seems to dig you in ever so slightly to help you stay put. Sun and moon, night and day, wake and trance, deep and relaxed. They are not opposites, they are rhythms. You can be both awake and deeply in trance at the same time. Your eyes can be closed as you relax. But you don't have to close your eyes to feel deeply relaxed. You can listen to my voice no matter what your body is doing. In fact, it becomes easier and easier with every passing second. Now, on the one hand, you might want me to stop talking, signaling the point where you might be winning. But is that what you really want? Or can you feel the allure of this sweet sensation of trance, that beautiful cessation of all sound around you, focusing on my voice only, so that you don't have to think, that you can let go of the moment and enjoy a deep, this feeling zoning out, going back and forth between awake and deeply in trance is a very natural cycle. Most people do it every day without realizing, but doing it on purpose like this can be deeply satisfying. See, on the one hand, your body is awake right now. Your mind can still consider things. And yet, you're just there listening to my voice for the last 15 minutes and enjoying the wonderful feeling of words washing over you like the water on the beach. Just digging you deeper bit by bit, erasing the ground from underneath you, pulling it with me every time that my words fade away. You are sitting there, being there, listening here, falling deeper. And there comes a moment when your eyes are simply too tired to stay open. There comes a moment when your mind is enjoying it too much to truly stay awake. And yet you still have a choice. But for how long will that continue? Do you want to stop? Or do you want to feel yourself fall deeper with every breath? Do you want to feel yourself flutter with attention as you listen to these words and have your mind falling away, melting away, eroding, dissolving, beautifully falling, like a trip, an accident? And it might just be an accident. You might just have listened to this without really knowing what it is or what it would do to you. Maybe you're curious. Maybe you're addicted to the feeling. Maybe this is new, and maybe this is the 1,000th time. It will always be new. And it will always be familiar. See, this feeling isn't new, but this moment is. Because this moment is dependent on all the moments before it, and all the things you were doing today before you even started this. But no matter how today has been going up to this point, right now, there's only one thing that can happen with you so carefully paying attention to my words. There's only one thing that could possibly happen, and you know it. I don't even have to say it. Your mind will simply drop. And that's okay. You can let go. You can enjoy the warm feeling of a deep, relaxed state. And with that feeling, you can embrace the moment even more, letting it surge through your body like a wave, every breath being like the ocean caressing the beach, softening your thoughts, leaving a smooth, beautiful surface, blank. And the real question is, do you ever really want to resist? Or do you enjoy the warm, wonderful, blissful emptiness that this can bring? Let's hope that you embrace the moment and just let go of your mind, letting it drop even deeper without a thought. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you can stay nice and deep. If it doesn't, you will awaken refreshed, remembering and enjoying the sensations that you've just had. Thank you for trying to resist.